What would you do if your town accidentally elected a dog as mayor? Not a mascot, not a joke candidate, an actual dog. A tail-wagging, treat-loving, nap-in-the-sun kind of dog, suddenly in charge of local politics like he'd been born with a tiny tie and a very important agenda. Because that, my friend, is exactly what happened in one of the strangest, funniest, and weirdly wholesome small-town stories ever told. Welcome back to Storytime, where the tea is always hot, the stories are always ridiculous, and somehow, there's always a life lesson hiding behind the chaos. Today's story is about an adorable political accident, a town full of amused residents, and a dog who went from neighborhood sweetheart to full-on honorary mayor without even realizing he'd won the election. And yes, this is one of those stories that sounds fake until you hear the details, and then it sounds even more fake, but in the best possible way. So settle in, because this little furry mayhem machine managed to become the face of a town, charm everyone within a five-block radius, and accidentally run a political campaign powered almost entirely by snacks and goodwill. The town was one of those charming places where everybody knew everybody. The biggest scandal was usually about somebody's pie at the church fundraiser, and the local coffee shop doubled as a gossip headquarters. You know the type of town where if a stranger parked on Main Street, three people had already noticed, one person had guessed their middle name, and another had decided they were probably looking for the post office. Life there was simple, sweet, and just a little sleepy. So when the town started talking about holding a fundraiser, an honorary mayor event, people were excited. Not because anyone was planning to reshape local government or solve municipal infrastructure. No, this was much more important than that. This was about fun, about community, about seeing who could raise the most money for a good cause while also embarrassing themselves for the entertainment of the neighborhood. The idea was straightforward. Local businesses and residents could support a charity event by campaigning for honorary mayor. The winner would get bragging rights, a tiny ceremonial crown, and enough local attention to last until the next pancake breakfast. It was supposed to be playful, harmless, and mostly human, which is probably why no one expected a dog to enter the race and steal the whole show. The dog in question was a lovable, floppy, impossibly charming little guy who looked like he had been assembled out of biscuits and sunshine. He had the kind of face that made strangers immediately lower their voices and say, "Aw," in that soft, helpless tone people reserve for babies and tiny animals with big personalities. He belonged to a local family, but around town he was everybody's dog. He wandered up to shop doors with the confidence of a regular customer. He greeted mail carriers like he was the manager. He accepted pats from children, elderly ladies, and suspiciously generous sandwich holders with equal enthusiasm. If there was a lap available, he was in it. If there was a snack available, he had already seen it, smelled it, and emotionally committed to it. Now, most campaign candidates need slogans, flyers, and a polished public image. This dog had something better: natural charisma and absolutely no shame. Someone in town joked that he should run for honorary mayor. Another person thought it was hilarious enough to make a sign. Then a third person made a donation in his name, and before anyone could say, "Wait, are we really doing this?" the dog had somehow become a legitimate contender. That's the thing about small towns. One joke can become a movement before lunch. The dog didn't give speeches, he didn't hold debates, he didn't promise improved road maintenance or lower taxes on local pet treats. But he did what any truly successful politician does. He showed up, looked adorable, and made everyone feel slightly better about life. At first, everyone treated the whole thing like a cute novelty. The dog's family would bring him around town, and he'd be greeted like a celebrity who had just returned from a very important international mission, even though his last mission was probably sniffing three identical bushes and choosing the middle one. People started voting for him because, honestly, how could they not? The other candidates may have had experience, but did they have ears that bounced when they trotted? Did they have a face that looked like it was permanently delighted by the existence of tennis balls? Did they make grown adults suddenly speak in baby voices? No, they did not. The campaign got delightfully ridiculous. Local shops put out signs. People donated to the fundraiser just to keep the joke going. Children cheered for him. Adults who absolutely knew better still got swept up in the excitement. Somewhere along the line, this stopped being just a funny idea and turned into a town-wide game of, how far can we take this? And the answer was, very far. There were campaign photos, meet-and-greet appearances, and enough community chatter to power 1,000 group texts. The dog didn't need to campaign the way humans do. He had no awkward handshakes, no rehearsed speeches, no concern about polling numbers. His platform was basically this: be cute, make friends, and maybe receive 107 belly rubs by sundown. It worked. People loved the joke, but they loved the dog even more. And the more attention he got, the more donations came in for the charity effort. So even the people who weren't interested in election drama were suddenly deeply invested, because now the whole thing had transformed into a feel-good mission disguised as a pet popularity contest. That's how a joke becomes a success, by being impossible to resist. Election Day arrived like the final scene of a comedy movie, where everyone is pretending this has been normal the whole time. The town gathered with smiles, laughter, and that special kind of anticipation that only comes when people know they're about to witness something silly and wonderful. The dog, naturally, had no idea what was happening. He was not pacing nervously, checking exit polls, or questioning his messaging strategy. He was probably more interested in whether anyone had dropped a snack near the table, which, to be fair, is a very reasonable priority. As votes were counted, it became increasingly obvious that the furry contender was doing extremely well. Not doing well for a novelty candidate, not doing well for a dog, just plain doing well. He was winning hearts, winning support, and winning the town over in the way only a truly lovable creature can. When the result was announced, the room practically burst with laughter and applause. The dog had done it. He had accidentally won the title of honorary mayor. Not through strategy, not through political maneuvering, not through a carefully planned media blitz, through sheer unfiltered charm. And because this was a town with a sense of humor and a good heart, everyone embraced it. The tiny ceremonial mayoral role became a celebration of community spirit, charity, and one very confused dog who had somehow ended up in the center of local history. Imagine being told your job is now to represent the town, and your first response is to sit down and lick your own paw. That's the energy we're talking about here. Now, to be clear, this dog did not start attending city council meetings and demanding a bigger budget for fire hydrants. He was an honorary mayor, not a full-time civil servant. Still, his new title came with all the dignity and formality of a very serious prank. He made appearances at events, he posed for photos, he attended local celebrations like a fluffy little dignitary who had no idea why everyone kept clapping, but was happy to accept the attention anyway. If there was a ribbon to cut, a parade to join, or a community gathering to brighten, he was there looking like the star of the show. And honestly, he was perfect for the role. Humans, bless us, can be a bit much sometimes. We overthink, we overcomplicate, and we often bring too many opinions into a room that could have been solved with a sandwich and a nap. But a dog brings instant joy. Dogs don't care about politics. They care about whether you're sad, whether you smell interesting, and whether you happen to have something in your pocket that crunches. This dog became the perfect symbol for the town's event because he reminded everyone that community doesn't always have to be serious to matter. Sometimes, the best thing a town can do is laugh together, support a cause, and let a ridiculously cute animal accidentally run the vibe. And that's exactly what happened. People didn't just vote for the dog. They rallied around him. They donated because they were smiling. They showed up because it was fun. And before long, the entire event had done what every good local fundraiser hopes to do: bring people together for a good cause, with a little bit of joy sprinkled on top like powdered sugar. What makes this story so unforgettable isn't just that a dog won an honorary mayor race, it's that everybody let the joke become something meaningful. That's rare. Usually, when something silly happens, people split into two camps. One side says it's adorable, and the other side says, this is getting out of hand. But in this town, the silliness was the point. The dog wasn't a distraction from the community effort. He was the community effort. He turned curiosity into donations, laughter into participation, and a simple fundraiser into a memory people would talk about for years. And there's something deeply comforting about that. Because let's be honest, the world can be a lot. News gets loud, life gets busy, errands multiply like they're trying to win a prize. So when a town decides to pause, smile, and let a friendly dog accidentally wear the crown, it feels like a tiny miracle of public joy. It also proves an important truth. People love authenticity. This dog didn't try to be polished. He didn't pretend to be something he wasn't. He was just himself. Curious, affectionate, a little mischievous, and completely impossible to ignore. And somehow, that was exactly what the town needed. Sometimes the best leaders aren't the loudest ones in the room. Sometimes they're the ones who make everyone feel better just by showing up with wagging enthusiasm and a face that says, I have no idea what's happening, but I support it. So let's recap this beautiful little avalanche of nonsense. A town wanted to raise money and have some fun. A dog with maximum charm entered the picture. People joked about making him honorary mayor. The joke turned into a campaign. The campaign turned into a win. And suddenly, a very good boy found himself at the center of a community celebration that raised money, boosted spirits, and gave everyone a story they'd be telling at family dinners for the next 20 years. It was funny, wholesome, and oddly inspiring. Because in the end, it wasn't really about the title. It was about community, laughter, and the kind of shared moment that makes a town feel like home. And that, my friend, is the story of the dog who accidentally became a town mayor. No tie, no speechwriter, just pure charisma and a suspiciously effective face. If this story made you smile, subscribe to Storytime for more funny, feel-good tales just like this one. And drop a comment telling me this. If your pet ran for mayor, would they win? Because based on the energy some of these animals are bringing to the table, I think a lot of them would absolutely clean up at the polls. And for the next story, let's just say it involves one very confused person, one very dramatic misunderstanding, and a small town moment that somehow gets even stranger. You're not going to want to miss that one.